Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Todd Walker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth. The DH, Scott Cooper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tim Belcher. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Paquette. Knoblauch moves to third. Becker moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knoblauch tags and scores. Becker tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Sweeney for a passed ball. Becker scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Steinbach goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawton moves to third. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Goodwin steals third. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Bell reaches second base with a double. Goodwin scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. King takes first base on ball 4. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hocking for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is one for one in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dye strikes out. One out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Becker is one for one in the game, with a single. Becker strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steinbach is one for one in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. King is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 0 for 1 in the game. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kahlbrun moves to third. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hocking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hocking strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette strikes out. There goes Cooper. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kahlbrun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a pop-up beyond second. Howard can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to third. Roberts moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball towards right. Hocking catches it and throws to third to double up Howard. Howard tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Goodwin steals second. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. King hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. King reaches second base with a double. Goodwin scores. It's Twins, 3, Royals, 3. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette takes first base on ball four. Cooper moves to second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a line drive towards first. King reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Colbron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Colbron is 0 for 2 in the game. Colbron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Colbron moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard strikes out. One out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Sweeney moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knobloch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Montgomery scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Dan Nolte now pitching. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. King strikes out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 3 in the game. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 4. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Colbrun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colbrun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Colbrun reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. Lawton goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Twins. Jason Jarcombe now pitching. Chris Latham pinch hits for Todd Walker. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Latham bunts towards the mound. Jarcombe fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mears is hit by the pitch. Latham moves to second. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0 for 3 in the game. Hocking hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Latham scores. Mears moves to third. It's 9-4, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mears scores. Hocking moves to second. It's 10-4, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Becker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Hocking moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. Randy Vera's now pitching. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hocking tags and scores. Knobloch tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-4, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Howard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Latham now playing right field. Denny Hocking now playing third base. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Howard goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5 Twins. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Goodwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to third. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hawking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lawton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Colbrun is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Colbrun hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Latham is 0-for-1 in the game. Latham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 0-1. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. King hits a fly ball into right field. Latham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Twins. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dye is 0-for-4 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.